This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 288 for Tuesday, February 28th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly lower on Tuesday, largely due to weakness in other vegetable oils. Chicago soy oil was down, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil gained more than $1 US per barrel despite concerns over tighter monetary policy and growing crude oil stockpiles in the United States. The Canadian dollar was down 2/10 of a US cent compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported on Tuesday that the economy was stagnant during the fourth quarter of 2022, potentially easing fears of further key interest rate hikes. The March canola contract was up $5.90 per ton at $847.20, while the May canola contract was down $5.50 per ton at $818.20. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat continued their downturns from Monday as traders square up positions for month's end. Mexico's economy ministry said on Monday that the U.S.'s disagreement of Mexico's plan to limit genetically modified corn imports is, quote, politically motivated. The plan would ban imports of genetically modified corn for human consumption in Mexico, for which the U.S. has threatened a trade dispute panel. The U.S. Trade Representative Office has said the deal would threaten billions of dollars of corn trade. The 2023-24 Texas corn crop was 5% planted as of February 26, 1 point ahead of the average pace. Ukrainian Black Sea grain exports were reported at more than 525,000 tons for the week ended February 26, down from 760,000 in the previous week, for a total of 22.5 million tons this season. The May corn contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.30. The Argentine Agrarian Federation will have a protest today, blocking a highway from Rosario to Buenos Aires to raise awareness of financial conditions for farmers. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange recently cut its projection for the country's soybean crop to 38 million tons. Traders are anticipating a January soy crush of 189.6 million bushels for Wednesday's U.S. Department of Agriculture's Fats and Oils report. Soy oil stocks are estimated to be 2.37 billion pounds. The May soybean contract was down 34 cents per bushel at $14.79 U.S. Regions in eastern Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas are expecting 1 to 2 inches of precipitation over the next week. Winter wheat conditions in Texas and Kansas were rated at 19% good to excellent, while the winter wheat crop in Illinois was rated 82% good to excellent. Iraq's tender for 250,000 tons of wheat is believed to have been filled by Australia. The May-Chicago wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.06. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.13. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was unchanged at $8.68 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 28th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.